Day 8 of our Bring Me My Lunch. We are here in the home of Dave Pilgrim, just south of Greeley. Not far from my house. I drive by this place almost every single day. We have brought with us some lunch from Brew and Brew in Dyersville. And first off, again, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
So tell us about your operation.
Well, we're just a mom and pop, small operation, just under 300 acres here. We're 290 something of corn, and or 190 of corn and 85 of beans this year, I think it was. And just got the beans finished up yesterday. We had three nice days of weather there and finished them. I'm glad to have them done. It's always a good thing to get the beans put away.
Indeed. Now, there have been several farms that have been kind of in this area that we've managed to deliver to, and have all said the same thing. We got rains at the right times. Would you say that would be the case for you guys too?
Pretty much, yeah. We were really wondering there for a while, but we'd get that half inch, 4/10, just enough to keep stringing us along, and it was enough that it did some good, and I was pleasantly surprised with the corn yields so far. Soybeans did get hurt just a little compared to the last few years, but not bad. But they could have used the rain in August that they didn't get, I guess, to finish them. But other than that, no, we've been blessed this year.
You dry and store and you wait for the right price.
Yep, pretty much. And we got bin storage for everything. And
I was admiring the old International. Now, do you take that International out to the field to haul the grain back in?
Oh, my 856? No, I don't. That's pretty much the auger track. Well, the 150, that one, Marilyn here, my wife, that's her tractor, I call it, where she enjoys that size tractor. No duals on it or anything. But
Well, so how much longer if you just kind of put a dent in the corn, you think with the weather we've got going on this weekend, dry weather, you got about another week and a half on?
Probably, I'm guessing 10 days, give or take a few days, depending on the weather. But it should go pretty fast from here on out now. We had about 20% of the corn done before we started beans, which is unusual. Usually we start with beans and then go to corn. But so part of it was ready, part of it's done, and should be an early fall. We should get done, wrap things up early this year, I think.
We wish you a continued successful harvest, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that it doesn't rain so you can get the combine out there to get the rest of the corn. We brought Brew and Brew. I'm assuming you're hungry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're hungry.
I got my wife with me here today. And
well,
her partner Sally paints with her, and it's like, come on out for lunch.
There you go. Well, I know that there's a Reuben in there and some other great sandwiches, too. We're certainly thankful for you guys. We hope the harvest goes well, and I hope your painting goes well, too, as well. Of course, all of this made possible by Farmers Union Cooperative, today's restaurant, Brew and Brew, and all of us here at KMCH.